Hi, my name is Ella, and my book is called The Trapped Soul. Hello, my name is Daphne Barr. I have thick black hair, green eyes, and pale skin. I like adventures, like love adventures. I also like stories, all types, doesn't matter. Oh yeah, I was talking about what I like, was I? I forget. Anyways, I also like hip hop, art, and music. And more. Right now, I'm in my attic, in my house. I have to clean out the attic because my mom is pregnant. In 2 months, my mom will give birth to a baby. I look around the attic I see a dollhouse which was owned to my great 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 grandma. There was a doll that was passed down my family for generations, and now it's mine. It was pale like me. It had thick curly hair, brown hair, and pale blue eyes. The doll was wearing a white dress with a black collar, a black hat, and white shoes. But now the dress had stains of what seemed to be coffee stains and dust and cobwebs. There were rips in her dress, and her hair was tangled up, and her hair also seemed to be cut. Also, her shoes were torn up and had dirt and what looked like to be bite marks. Also, her hat had a big cut and had a big stain of maybe chocolate or mud. I also noticed that there was stains on her skin. It was brown. Who knows what it was? I looked around the attic once again. There were spider webs and old furniture. I started cleaning. 1 hour later, I was taking a rest when I noticed that the doll moved. I was a little scared at first, but I shook that thought out of my mind. I grabbed a book and started reading it. It was a called Guide About Dolls. It had pictures of dolls, and it was also about how to take care of your doll, and about the dolls, and about different types of dolls. I read it, and it also showed that it was also telling me about haunted dolls and things, which was very scary. I felt like my doll now, that was passed on for generations, was haunted. I don't really feel like playing with a doll. I'm scared about the doll now. And then I heard a noise coming from the doll. It sounded like a girl, but also a ghost. It had a faint voice, and it was really squeaky and things. And then it moved its arm and moved its head to the back. It was turning its head like an owl. Then it said something really freaky. Come out with me and play with me. Want to play with me? I'm cursed. I'm dead. And then I felt very scared. I ran out of the room, out of the attic. And I told Mom about it, but she would not believe me. He just said, stop joking around and go up and clean the attic some more. She was pretty much not believing me. After that, I just came up to the attic and threw the doll out into the garage. But when I came back inside, I went up to my room, and there was the doll sitting on my bed. I just put it in a dumpster then, and it was literally on the kitchen stove. And then next time, so then I just put it on the couch, and then it was inside of the oven. And then I just chose to cook it, burn it. I burned it up, and then after that, I just left it there. It was burning, and it was not safe. But then I just went back up to my room because I didn't care a bit about that doll, and it was in my room, once again, sitting on my shelf. So I just chose to give it to my mom or put it up and things. I didn't care about this doll. I was just super scared and I wanted to get rid of it. But how? I don't know what to do. I'm really scared. My bones are shivering and I really just want to cry. I just don't like the doll. And then when I just cried to sleep. And the next morning, I was in my room and I looked in the closet and I saw the doll there. It was there and there was red liquid all over it. And my dolls have been torn up and there's a scratch on my face. She was also holding a knife and I didn't know what to do. She said, "Come play with me. Do you want to play with me? Come on, my name is Dolly. Come play with me." I thought, was this what she did to all my family and all my great-great-great-grandmas? I was super scared. Did this what happened to my mom? She said she never really played with it, and it was really fun, though. She liked it and things. But then, I just did not feel like I wanted this doll in my house anymore. I wanted to get rid of it. I chose to give it to my best friend, Anaya. The next day, I asked my mom if I could go to Anaya's house. She said yes, and she started driving me there. I also packed my backpack with some toys and, of course, the doll. I put it in some new clothes so it will look fun. I gave it to Anaya, and she was super happy because she was a doll lover. But then, I found the clothes in my room again, and with a doll on my bed. And it looked mad and scary. It was seriously looking straight at me and saying, "Play with me. Don't abandon me. I want to play with you." And I'm like, "No, I'm sorry. I just don't feel like this." She said, "I want to play with you. I have friends." And then all my toys come out of my closet and they were all looking all like that zombie purr. Even my dolls were cursed. It looked like dead spirits of kids. I was super scared and things. I didn't know what to do. And she said, and they all said, "Play with us, play with us, play with us." And I just ran out of the house. I packed my things, and then I hoped that the things I packed were not cursed. I brought some food and candy. I just ran away. But then, I woke up laying on my bed. I didn't know what was happening. and all my toys were surrounding me. They were saying, play with us, play with us, play with us, play with us, play with us. And then I was super scared and I did not know what to do. And then cling, cling, cling. There was a stampede of toys that belonged to my great-great-great-grandparents. And I was super scared. I didn't know what to do. And then I just had to give up and just try my hardest to get rid of this. I don't know what to do next. And